lick number two's got the same device where it has the major sixth and the minor third. And then it also has this seventh. That is the seventh, right? So it goes 6-1-6-3-1-7-5, right? Right? And then it has this thing called enclosure where you pick a target note and you go above and below. It's called appoggiatura or enclosure. You go scale tone above and chromatic below any note you want to target. And that's a very common thing in guitar, like, you know, that. I certainly didn't make that up. That is nothing new. That's been around for... And the only thing I'm doing differently is adding a bar to that enclosure. You should try that, actually. You know, you could play that, right? Like that. Close that third major third, but add bar to it. Then you have that song, right? Right. Good. So lick number three takes us to the D shape. We got a major pentatonic first. The intervals are 5-6-1-2-1-6-1, right? Right, play it up to that point. Good, and then you got minor starting right here. So use finger one, and toggle with finger two. On and off. Yeah. And then it still ends with that same device with the natural sixth in there, right? It's gonna be a natural sixth, right? The biggest thing is, can you see the intervallic connection and how it all sounds like one big scale? Certainly you wouldn't play. No, I mean, if you think about it, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 note scale. 9 out of 75% of all the notes we even have. And they flow together so well that it's like the other 25% you could still use are just kind of spices. If you master this, you got 75% of any notes you have in any key. But you can see how they flow together so well. You don't even necessarily notice when you're listening to a lick like that. Certain bands more than others, right? Certainly he brought up Lynyrd Skynyrd or a classic rock band like that. They're going to play like this all the time. And modern music stems from that, and classic rock stems from the blues. So, you know, we always go back to the blues. Make sense?
I get this.
So actually a good exercise would be to rewrite these just in terms of intervals. And see if you can find them for fingering wise, you know. Instead of numbers tablature, I should have wrote numbers intervals, you know. So I'm gonna move on though next, alright? So lick number four, the first part is all major. So play all the way up to that point. So don't toggle the minor third, toggle the major third. You're doing it too.
That's 7-9, so?
Yeah, 7-9.
Oh, it's a 9.
And then, good, right, and as soon as you get back to the tonic, you go right to the minor.
Oh.
Thank you. this is why I never liked learning licks out of books, because they never take the time to show you what the intervals are and how to apply it to any key and any, you know, shape and different. That's another thing. Once you write the intervals out, like Serge was saying before, can if you rewrote this in intervals, can you take the same lick and put it in a different shape? You know, you could have go to town with all this stuff. Make sense? Well, number five starts with a major. All the way up to that is major. But as soon as we get to that fret 10, that's minor. The only difference would be coming down instead of purely minor. You have a natural six on the way down. So actually, I should ask you guys, what are the intervals? What's the first? What is that interval to? What is it?
It's a six.
Yeah, you got it.
Minor third.
It's a minor third below, which makes it a six.
Right.
So the lick starts off in major. It's a 5-6. Flat 3-1-6-5-7, flat 7. Number 6, it looks like a lot of crud. This is actually very common, a very common sort of... Just all the way up. So you're at the, again, you're at the... C shape, key of A. So get yourself oriented by playing C shape, key of A. I'm gonna bend. Wait, no, you moved up a whole step. Yeah. So there's your root at fret 10, and you're gonna bend from 12 to 14. And then get that other note underneath. And bend it back down and release it. So there you go.
Oh, I'm bending
wrong. And then use finger 2 for that note on the 11th fret. Use pinky for the highest string. And then release it. So don't release it while you play the note with pinky. Keep it bent. And then release it. So keep it up there while your pinky is playing. And then release it. Like. Yeah. You'll have to work on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it.
And then once that's all done,
so
you got.
This is bend sync.
You have it. You start with a 2. We haven't really done that much yet. You're bending from 2 to 3. That's major pentatonic all the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got minor. So lick number 7. We got minor third followed by a major third, and then a fifth and a major third. Right? And then 6-5-3-5. So far it's pretty much all major except for that little minor third at the beginning. And then we got a minor third, root 7, root, and then 2-1. Number 8, remember I was saying about how you could take any old blues pentatonic, or I shouldn't say pentatonic, I should say blues scale, and move that damn third up a half step and you got a major third, right? So this is exactly that. I didn't even know this was in here. Except I threw in a natural sixth on the way back. And then I just chose to move up and I put a natural sixth on it. know, if you had decided. Does that make sense? So it's just like a blues scale. You can do that anywhere. Cool one to learn in every position. Let me just demonstrate for a minute. Wow. Right. Sir, let me demonstrate. Can you do it?
I'm here, but I just did it.
Ah. That's two. Let's see how many places we can do it. That's three. That's four. You kind of only got one there. That's six. You kind of only got one there. That's seven. What about... No, we're repeating. So it was like seven different spots. Pretty freaking cool, right? This number nine is an unusual sounding lick. The first half is all major. Except... You know the interesting thing is, you have a natural four, the four is in there. Technically that ain't in your major pentatonic, it's in the blues scale, but it's in your major scale and it's just so common. And then you have a flat five, where does that note come from? That comes from the blues scale. So. It's almost like number nine and number eight could dovetail each other. Let me demonstrate. If you go up on nine and down on eight, it would sound like... Right? You can make all... Right? It's pretty, I didn't even intend to do it. Couldn't do it in that spot, but... Just slide up, yeah, just slide up one fret and you're at the major third. He's doing it in a different spot. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I don't remember how the other one goes. I have to have it in my ear.
Yeah, I know. But that's cool. So the intervals on number 10 starts with a flat 7, then 6, to a 5, and then 4, 5, right? And then we have a minor third, major third. The list is endless. What you should really do for homework, instead of learning my licks, make up your own licks. Make up one lick. All right, so I'm giving you homework. Instead of, you know, you can do this. Learn, I'll send you the MP3, it's totally fine. If you're into that. If you're more licks based, that's fine. There's plenty of books. I mean, this is the other thing too. I feel like as a teacher, I don't know, maybe it's just my being lazy or something, you know. I don't like to learn licks, I'm lazy. I'd rather think about the concept than experiment. So, but if you want to learn licks, buy a fucking book of licks and bring it in. Or learn them and bring, you know, I don't care. There's some good books I've heard of, like there's one called Blues You Can Use, which I have it in there. I can dig it out and show it to you. I haven't looked at it in like 10 years, whatever. But even better, you know, learn my licks or come up with at least one lick that you like per shape. So five licks that use, you know, 50-50. I don't care how long the lick is. It has to be more than, let's say, four notes or something. But
right.
Shoot for like 50-50 of each scale. And now you're starting to make it your own. How does that sound? You know, or learn the licks, my licks, and try and... We did a bunch of different things. We analyzed the intervals. You could write those out. You could try to play the same licks in different positions. How many different times? We found we could play that one in seven different places. Or again, just make your own licks. But do something, do one of those three or all those three for next time.